All our challenges are inclusive. Explanations here on our 118th episode of Crystals Vintage Anywhere. Right now! Crystals Vintage Anywhere! Episode number 118! And now, redefining the word inclusive, here's Brian Michael Page. Hello and welcome, Ego Sum Brianis Mika Elis Pagina. We are in the third week of Ordinary Time, Sexagesima Week. We're in the 118th episode of Crystals Vintage Anywhere, that half three quarters of an hour of liturgy, music, and fun. I got a very good question on our message board a couple of days ago from our good friend who goes by the screen name Seamus Rocks.
Of course I do.
Yeah. But he asks, is this challenge open to those who don't have a podcast or a blog? He's referring to the challenge that I issued just last week, which I'll remind our listeners of very shortly. The answer is yes. This challenge and all our Crystals Vintage Anywhere challenges are open to all listeners. You don't need to have a blog or a podcast, just a set of ears that tune into our show. Now, if you have a blog or podcast and you are the winning entry, it will get promoted on our show as an added bonus, but you don't need to have one. This is just our way of showing that we're inclusive.
New Crystals Vintage Whitewash. In minutes it washes and rinses and spins. It'll clean out your hymnals of musical sins. New Crystals Vintage Whitewash.
There, you just heard the jingle. Now you provide the box or the bottle. This is our Crystals Vintage Anywhere challenge for the early part of 2008. Design me a container of Crystals Vintage Whitewash. The latest detergent sensation is designed to wash away hymnals and missalettes of their musical sins. Send it to bpage69@yahoo.com to my attention, along with your name, your email address, and if you have one, the URL to your blog or podcast. Best design wins a PDF copy of four organ variations I wrote of the Mode 7 Asperges May. This will be in the form of an attachment, so your email needs to support attachments. And you will need something to read the PDF with, like Adobe Reader, formerly known as Acrobat Reader. Plus, the winner will receive mention of his or her blog or podcast, if he or she has one, on our show, along with the link in our show notes for the episode that is to follow February 17th, 2008. Please send your design in BMP, JPG, TIF, GIF, or PDF format. You can either embed the image into the email or attach it. You need not be a blogger or a podcaster to enter, although you can be. Container can be in a box form for powdered detergent, or in bottled form for liquid detergent. The deadline is Sunday, February 17th, 2008. That's the second Sunday of Lent at 11:59 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Enter and win. Today we're going to take our white list a little bit further, but first let's pay a visit to the Jungle Screechers. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Thank you, Jungle Screechers. Well, let's check out our feast for the week this week. We're in the third week of Ordinary Time, or Sexagesima Week, depending on which form of the Mass you're celebrating. Let's start with Monday, January 28th, in the extraordinary form, St. Peter Nolasco, with a commemoration of St. Agnes as a second feast. First feast was Monday the 21st. In the ordinary form, memorial, St. Thomas Aquinas. And St. Thomas gave us some really good Eucharistic hymns We talked about that back on episode 34. That dates back to June 19th, 2006. Wondering how I remember this? You can go back to our page at crystalsvintage.com. Look on the sidebar where it says the archives, the complete episode archives. And click on that, and you just scroll down. You see June 19th, 2006 right there. And it's Corpus Christi, St. Thomas, and Hymnody. Tuesday, the 29th, in the extraordinary form, third class, St. Francis de Sales. In the ordinary form, Feria. Wednesday, January 30th, extraordinary form, third class, St. Martina. And in the ordinary form, Feria. Thursday, the 31st, in the extraordinary form, third class, and in the ordinary form as a memorial, St. John Bosco. Friday, February 1st, in the extraordinary form, third class, St. Ignatius, and in the ordinary form, Feria. Saturday, February 2nd, also known as Candlemas, in the secular calendar Groundhog Day, in the extraordinary form, second class, Purification of the Blessed Virgin Mary, in the ordinary form, feast, the presentation of our Lord Jesus Christ. And finally, Sunday the 3rd, in the extraordinary form, Quinquagesima Sunday, and in the ordinary form, fourth Sunday of ordinary time. Don't forget to check out the New Advent website, www.newadvent.org, for great stories on these and other great feasts and saints. Crystal's Vintage Semi-Live! At Providence Place Mall?
Hi there! Seamus here, roving the streets of downtown Providence. Today we're at the Providence Place Mall looking for schmucks to interview. Hey, here's one right here. Hey, buddy, want to answer a few questions for me?
Not right now.
Oh, well. Hey, here's another one. Hey, you! Want to talk to our friends on the internet today?
Scram, schleprock.
Dang! Well, let's wait it out and see what happens later. While we're out here, let's see what Brian did for music this weekend. We had this third Sunday of ordinary time, and he gave me this list of music for the Mass that he played at Blessed Sacrament. Oh, what did I do with it? Oh, here it is. Pays to have all these extra clips on my suspenders, doesn't it? Well, here's what the opening hymn sounded like.
Thank you.
Well, there you have Praise to the Lord the Almighty. The text is by Joachim Neander. Not to be confused with Joachim the Rabbit. We knew him once. Translated by Catherine Winkworth. The tune is Lobe den Herren. Coming from the Strauss und Gesangbuch. Gesundheit. Now the psalm, they used a seasonal psalm. My soul is thirsting for you. Set by Angelo Della Picca. The Alleluia was the mode 6. Offertory, We Have Been Told, by David Haas. Sanctus and Agnus Dei from People's Mass, Memorial Acclamation and Amen, the Danish tone. And here's the communion for the day. Lord, your first Eucharist didst pray. Text by William Henry Turton, and a tune by William Henry Monk. Final hymn, How Great Thou Art, by Stuart K. Hine. The Swedish tune called O Store Gud. Well, we're going to make one more attempt to get somebody to talk to us. How about you, sir?
Fuck off.
Wow, that's harsh. Okay, one last one. Excuse me, ma'am? That's it. I'm done. Yikes! We'll be back once I can shake these cops.
Don't do this at church.
Hey, Mr. Offertory Collector, would you like to speak to us while Mass is going on?
Shh! Don't forget those votes, reviews, and feedback at Podcast Alley, Dig, iTunes, email, or on our message boards. Last week, we finished part four of our white list of Gather Comprehensive, second edition by GIA Publications, and we left off at the Thanksgiving section. Today we're going to start with the prayer petition section of that same hymnal and keep it going for a bit. Start off in prayer and petition. We have two here. 558, we cannot measure how you heal, and that's from John Bell of the Iona community. And 560, Lord of All Hopefulness, the tune Slain. And now, here's a section I haven't seen in any hymnal yet. Lament. 570, O God, why are you silent? This is a text by Marty Hagen, but surprise, surprise, it's set to Passion Chorale, as in O Sacred Head Surrounded. 574, God weeps with us who weep and mourn. And this is a tune called Mosher by Sally Ann Morris. 575, why stand so far away, my God? Tuned by Michael Mahler. Now, the faith section, and we have 579, Faith of Our Fathers, first verse only, okay, first verse only on that one. Get a copy of the book and you'll see why. 583, We Walk by Faith and Not by Sight. Any tune except the one that's there. The text is fine. We'll whitelist the text. Tune-wise, St. Anne, as in, O God, our help in ages past. Or perhaps St. Botolph, as in, when Christ was lifted from the earth. 586, Amazing Grace. When it's written normally, fine. As it is now, lose the triplets. 587, How Firm a Foundation, thy surely American tune. 588, O God, our help in ages past. 594, A Mighty Fortress is Our God. The Martin Luther gem. 600, Seek Ye First, by Karen Lafferty. 601, Ubi Caritas, Mode 6 chant. We're in the love section now. 602, Lord of All Nations, Grant Me Grace. And this one is set to a metrical form of the tune, Veni Creato Spiritus. 603, There's a Wideness in God's Mercy, to In Babylone. 604, The Call is Clear and Simple. This one is set to Passion Chorale also. Now, I got a question here. I love the tune Passion Chorale, but how many hymns are you going to set to that tune? 610, Where Charity and Love Prevail, the tune by Dom Paul Benoit. 612, Not for Tongues of Heaven's Angels, but use the tune Bridegroom instead. 613, Love Divine, All Loves Excelling, Heiferdahl. 614, What Wondrous Love Is This? Now we're going to go into the comfort section. 617, Spiritual, There Is a Balm in Gilead. 622, I Heard the Voice of Jesus Say, King's Fold by Vaughan Williams. 630, Come to Me, O Weary Traveler, a tune called Dunstan by Bob Moore. 631, The King of Love, My Shepherd Is, St. Columba. 632, Jesus Lead the Way, Rochelle. We have one hymn here in the Kingdom / Reign of God section that'll be whitelisted, and this one is The Kingdom of God, set to the tune Laudate Dominum by Charles Hubert Hastings Perry. Matter of fact, we did this one just a week ago, in the extraordinary form of the Mass. We used this as the processional hymn. It was low Mass anyways. 642, Christ has made the sure foundation. However, they cheated. They used St. Thomas. They really should stick with a tune like Regent Square or Westminster Abbey. 646, O Christ, the great foundation. 658, keep in mind by Lucian Dice. And finally, 660, deliver us, O word of truth. To another early American tune, Land of Rest. On our next show, we will continue our coverage with the mission and ministry sections.
And now, here's something we haven't played in quite some time from Johnny Proctor.
Sometimes life seems too complicated. There's no reason to be so depressed. There's a little boy inside of me, turning to the Lord, trusting me. I'm saved by childlike faith. Childlike faith. Childlike faith. Heaven's pouring out on you such love. There's a little child inside of you, never doubting God who's always true. You're saved by childlike faith. Childlike faith. Childlike faith. Simplified of every complication. There's a love you never can outgrow. Ask a little child and they will know. We're saved by childlike faith. Childlike faith.
And there he is, Johnny Proctor. Childlike Faith. I haven't played that one in quite a while from him. Childlike Faith. Johnny Proctor comes courtesy of PodSafe, music.podshow.com. And you check out his official site. He's moved his official site to SoundClick, and we will have that link in today's show notes. Today's edition of Liturgy 911 is brought to you by Liturgical Dancing with the Stars, PWTN's newest hit reality show. Today on Liturgy 911, liturgical top cops Papa Joe Rotzi and Frank A. Rhines are on their way to Los Angeles
So, Papa Joe, where are we heading this time?
Frank, today we make our journey to Los Angeles.
Wow! Los Angeles! Talk about big time! Hey, are we stopping in Hollywood?
Well, not quite. I should have said, almost Los Angeles.
Oh?
We're actually going to Anaheim.
Okay, Anaheim. Where the Angels play baseball.
Correct, old chum. Except we'll be in for the bust of our lives. You see, Anaheim is also where the Los Angeles Religious Education Congress assembles each year. Every year, this convention is a haven for horrendous music at mass, horrific liturgical dance routines, speakers who contradict the teachings of the Catholic Church. It's absolutely terrible.
Well, why would anyone in their right mind want to infest Catholic minds like that?
I really don't know, but tens of thousands flock to this debacle every year.
So how do we handle these tens of thousands of people?
Catechize. Warn. Unfortunately, we don't have the power to arrest, but we can try to teach.
Hey, how about if we offer the Tridentine Mass close by at the same time that the Congress holds their masses?
Gadzooks, that might work. We could even do a Novus Ordo Mass ad orientem as well, and employ proper catechesis to the people. Sing from the rich musical treasures that the church offers, namely Gregorian chant, good solid traditional hymnody, polyphonic choral music by the masters, Palestrina, Bird, Victoria.
And no liturgical dance.
Let's do it.
Charge!
Christus Vincit.
Ready, music, and fun. Access!
Don't do this at church.
Pardon me, sir. Would you like to say something to us today?
Just a friendly reminder. Nominations and voting for the 2008 Bloggers' Choice Awards are underway. Just like last year, Christos Vincit the Blog has been nominated for the Best Religion Blog category, and Christos Vincit Anywhere has been nominated for the Best Podcast category. Links are in today's show notes. Go out and vote. Please, pretty please. I want to thank you for joining me today. Tune in again for another hair-raising episode of Christos Vincit Anywhere or Christos Vincit TV. I'm Brian Michael Page.
Peace.
Uno, duo, tres, cuatro.
Anywhere. Anywhere.
Christos Vincit Anywhere is a member of Disciples with Microphones, the B-Team, Ratzinger's Rottweilers, and... Oh yeah, the Christos Vincit Network.
Krakowska Kielbasa, the official deli meat of Christos Vincit Anywhere.
Made on a crappy PC.